Tim Carson is the CEO of the Alberta Association of Agricultural Societies, and he joins us on the line today. Tim, thank you very much for joining us. Wildfires, obviously, are the big topic of conversation in and around, especially in northwestern Alberta, but across the province as well. The Alberta Association of Ag Societies does have a role in helping with the wildfire situation. Just get your comments, please, on what that role is.
Our role is really to help our membership get their word out on who's, you know, open for business and willing to help in any way, shape, or form. Those people certainly that have to evacuate or something along those lines. We have great gathering facilities all across the province, and in times of emergency, in times of need, the volunteers and those community groups really do step up.
I look on the society's websites, and plenty of people and plenty of agriculture societies within some municipalities have stepped up. How pleased are you that they've all stepped up, especially in this time of need?
It's a tremendous feeling of pride. How's that? Our agricultural societies are true community people, and when there's a cause, when there's a need, they are all there. I mean, we've got nearly 40 agricultural societies who have publicly listed their facilities and their people available to help in any way, shape, or form possible. And I think up in your region, we're at nearly 10 that have opened their doors and opened their gates for livestock, for pets, and just for places for people to come and feel safe.
Has the Ag Societies, have they had this happen before?
Unfortunately, yes. through many of the, I'll call them tragedies, if you will, of late, you know, whether it's the flooding in High River or in Calgary, or whether it's the Fort McMurray fires or the Slave Lake fires, our agricultural societies have been a supporter in for the public and through all of those things, whether they're making lunches for firefighters or providing that temporary spot for people to come and be recognized. It has been a role of our ag societies for a very long time.
From the Ag Society's perspective, how much do you think has been learned so far after this season compared to prior experiences?
The learning curve is always steep. When you open your doors, you don't know, what's going to happen or when, and it all happens at a moment's notice. So I not only do our Ag Societies, you know, step up with those volunteers, you know, but as I go through Facebook, I look at the connections to the local cattle liners and the local livestock haulers and all of the local businesses who step up and, you know, provide food and shelter and clothing and, the construction and all of those types of things that our agricultural societies are that catalyst of support for the community. So, it's a matter of understanding that the Ag Society is there to support the community through great times and through challenging times. And our volunteers manage that situation in spades.
Are the wheels always turning from the Ag Societies as to possible expansion of ideas and services when things like this arise?
I sure hope so. It's one of the things that we utilize our conference for, and a lot of the website information is to try to generate how do we be better, how do we serve our communities through tough times and through great times. And how do we continue to stay relevant? I think one of the pieces of the puzzle that, some of our ag societies actually don't necessarily realize is that they are part of an emergency response plan, whether it's a municipal one or a fire one or wherever that looks like. We've got, over 700 facilities in the province that are capable of managing many different situations. So, they are of utmost importance.
If farmers and ranchers still need help, especially from the Ag Societies, where can help come from?
You can go to our website, which is albertaagsocieties.ca. We've got information there on agricultural societies who have opened their doors and gates. We've just recently partnered with TELUS Agriculture, and we'll be providing a bit of a support program. The information and details will be coming out from that shortly here, but we're still trying to pull it all together to make sure that it's getting to the people that need it. And there's other information there as well that will help direct people if they go to that website, which once again is albertaagsocieties.ca.
In the Peace region, Tim, thank heavens, cooler temperatures are coming for the next couple of days, but still there's, I'm sure, a lot of work to be done. At this particular point in the ball game, sir, what is next?
Well, we sort of have to get this particular situation under control, and our office happens to be in the Alberta Agriculture Building, and we really do need help from what the firefighters call bomber number one, which is that rainfall that will help across north, central, and southern Alberta is really starting to feel the exasperation of the challenges too. So we really do need some help from the weather gods. And next is once we get this put down and put to bed, it's about what happens for the summer fair season and agriculture and open farm days and all of those wonderful things that will actually make us appreciate what traveling the province again.
Fingers crossed that Mother Nature is listening.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Tim Carson is the CEO of the Alberta Association of Agricultural Societies. Tim, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you.